Groundwork is a climate and energy justice campaigner that's joining us today to talk about why they're asking a high court to set aside the authorization of a gas to electricity power plant in Richards Bay. It's a 3,000 megawatt gas power plant, which in the current desperate circumstances South Africa happens to be in, might be very well required. So let's find out from Avina Jacklin, climate and energy campaigner for Groundwork, why it is that they're pushing back against this, what seems to be a solution coming through. Avina, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rufilwe. Help us understand this particular case.
Good morning, Rufilwe. Yes, it's Avina Jacklin here from Friends of the Earth, South Africa. That's Groundwork. So basically what we are saying is that, yes, we do need energy within the country. In fact, it was discussed, during court yesterday that the case for load shedding should not be presented at the court because the whole court hearing is really about the need and desirability for such a gas-to-power plant in this day and age. While the country is basically on a decarbonization path, yes, we do need energy, but we do not need this type of gas infrastructure. In fact, they also did point out to the Rocky Mountain Institute report, which confirmed that there is no need for this type of gas plant to be built in this decade. It's absolutely not needed.
The pace at which gas can come to, I suppose, full capacity, I imagine, is part of the reason that this has been the choice that's been made. What alternatives are you willing to sort of put forward for us that can come at that kind of pace?
Yeah, so renewable energy has been put forward, and that hasn't been considered within the EIA process. ESCOM didn't put that in the EIA. There were other issues as well, is that the applicants did not notify majority of the people that lived in the area. So majority of the people are, more than 76% of the people living in the area speak isiZulu, and there were no notices or materials made available to people in that language. Development needs to consider both people and the environment, as well as the long-term future of people. So even in terms of the climate change impacts, those were not conducted adequately as well. So this is something we will find out more about in today's hearing.
I see. Barbara Creasy, the Environmental Affairs Minister, seems to have said that she sees this as part of their decarbonization drive itself, insofar as it is a quote-unquote transition fuel. Do you not feel that you would agree with that?
So if we look at the emissions of methane emissions over a long-term period, they can be a lot more devastating than coal plants. So methane, for example, is 84 times more powerful than CO2 or carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. So in terms of climate change, even the assessments that are required for these developments has changed. And it seems that ESCOM and their environmental assessment practitioners have not taken that into account and have not done it the proper way.
All right. So you're going to be heading into hearings today. When does this when do you anticipate that this particular hearing will be concluded?
I'm not certain. I think that just depends on the court proceedings as well as the arguments that are being presented.
And what does you, I mean, if we're honest, the probability of success of your position?
Well, I think that, we are quite keen to hear the judge's, decision on, particularly on the climate change assessments, because there's new evidence that gas and especially methane emissions and fossil fuels, in particular fossil fuel production, is impactful on the environment and does contribute to climate change. So a lot of the assessments are changing. So we're keen to see the ruling on this because it does influence decisions on other large gas to power plants going forward. I mean, there's also the Inseleni independent floating power plants, there's Pinda Power, there's Richards Bay gas to power. There's a huge number of applications in the area. And we, all those need to take this into consideration.
Fair enough. Avina Jacklin, Senior Climate and Energy Campaigner at Groundwork, thank you very much for giving us your perspective regarding this particular case. you know, let's hope for the sake of, you know, limiting greenhouse gas emission and the like, that they are heard. I wonder how far along this particular project happens to be, but we'll find out more about that. Your thoughts on this, 0725671567. Should we be, I suppose, steamrolling ahead with this 3,000 megawatt project, knowing, for example, that we're sitting here with a maybe load shedding schedule for the coming 3 days from 4 to 10 p.m. as announced by Eskom. Clearly, our capacity is finding itself wanting, and perhaps this 18 to 24 and some people say 36 months of waiting in order to get renewables up and running is simply not sufficient, particularly at the scale of 3,000 megawatts. I'd love to know your thoughts on 0214460567.